Shalom,
hello, our topic now is connecting the world in the last generation. We will be reading selected excerpts from the sources, continuing with excerpt 17.
Yes, please.
It's written in Likutei Moharan, every person should say the whole world was created only for me. It follows that if the whole world was created for me, I must look and delve into the correction of the world at all times and satisfy the needs of the world and pray for them.
In other words, the world that was created for me, I have to translate it into I am responsible for the world. I have to see to the correction of the entire world, and the whole world depends on me. And it's true. Each and everyone doesn't understand how much he, a special, unique point, unique vessel in the system of Adam HaRishon, which is a circular system, and the upper light is outside of the system. But in the system of Adam HaRishon, each and everyone has his own point, the root of the soul, and through that point, he connects the Creator who is outside of that soul to the whole soul, to all the vessels, to all the souls. So it turns out that each and every person is responsible from his own perspective, that he exists, that he is a desire, responsible for connecting the whole world, all of reality, all the souls, everything that happens in all the worlds, all of creation. He must connect all of creation to the upper light. And that's why each one must say, the world was created for me. And that's what he's saying. Each person must say, the whole world was created only for me. It's written in the Sanhedrin, meaning 2,500 years ago. It follows that if the whole world was created for me, I have to look and delve into the correction of the world at all times, satisfy the needs of the world, and pray for them. So I have to. There are no questions about that. Good. Continue.
Reading excerpt 18, Bala Sulam says, I say that the one and only mitzvah, commandment, that guarantees the fulfillment of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart from the necessary works, that is, precisely to provide for one's substance. In the rest of the time, one will work for the public, to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
In other words, I have to see to the whole world and to all the people. I'm responsible for everyone because each and every one receives the upper light through me. And it's likewise with everyone toward the others. This is called achieving complete integration where everyone is connected together. But each and every one must see himself, his responsibility for satisfying or filling the world through him. Each one of us is like a pipeline, a tube for filling the world with the presence of the Creator. Clear? To whom is it not clear? Focus group, what's happening?
Rav, so if so, any lack, any deficiencies that I see in the world is a deficiency that exists in me.
Of course, that's what we learn in the perception of reality.
So what does it mean now that this deficiency is in me? What am I supposed to do with this deficiency? I'm now in the 10, I take it, and I...
You have to correct that deficiency and fill it up. You have to.
Okay, so I discovered the deficiency, I see it in the world, I realize it's in me, and now I'm in the 10. What do I do now?
First of all, you have to prepare yourself in the 10 and prepare the 10. Then you have to work together with the 10 to fill the world. How much? Until you don't see these deficiencies. Until you fill them up. Hebrew 10.
כן, רב, בדיוק בהמשך לזה.
Yes, Rav, continuing exactly with this. There are problems in the world, troubles in the world, and it's my fault inside of my ten, right? That's how we should look at it? So how do I tie the problems in the world and what is happening in my ten?
Just imagine the mechanism of the general system of Adam HaRishon, and you'll see that the flaws that you see are flaws that are in you.
And
if these flaws weren't in you, you wouldn't see the world as flawed in any way. Think about my words. Don't start with your questions already. Listen to them several more times and think.
Thank you, Rav. It says that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the fulfillment of the aspiration to attain lishma. What does it mean that it's more guaranteed, it's guaranteed? Or
if a person is concerned about correcting the whole world and must therefore correct himself, because otherwise he wouldn't tend to himself. But he has to be corrected in order to correct the rest of the world. And only to the extent that he owes the world, he corrects himself. Otherwise, he wouldn't even have any thought about himself. So in that way, he relates to the world correctly and places everything correctly.
Reading 19, Bala Sulam says, the measure of egoism inherent in every created being is a necessary condition in the actual existence of that created being. Without it, it would not be a separate and distinct being in itself. And yet, this should not at all deny the measure of altruism in a person. The only thing required is to set distinct boundaries between them. The law of egoism must be kept in all its might, to the extent that it concerns the minimum existence. And with any surplus of that measure, permission is granted to waive it for the well-being of one's fellow person.
Read it again.
Reading 19 again. The measure of egoism inherent in every created being is a necessary condition in the actual existence of that created being. Without it, it would not be a separated and distinct being in itself. Yet, this should not at all deny the measure of altruism in a person. The only thing required is to set distinct boundaries between them. The law of egoism must be kept in all its might, to the extent that it concerns the minimum existence. And with any surplus of that measure, permission is granted to waive it for the well-being of one's fellow person.
Yofi. Tzafon 2.
Good. Tzafon 2.
Rav, how to not fall into an egoistic thought of receiving for myself?
Ask the friends to hold you. PT 4.
What he writes here that egoism is actually expressed in what is beyond minimal necessary existence. So,
well, of course, this is the whole egoism. Normally, the fact that we have to kind of restrain our lives, ourselves in life, we don't consider it as ego. It's necessity. It's the animate level. Beyond the animate level, on the speaking level, this is the ego.
But he writes that one doesn't contradict the other, that egoism doesn't contradict altruism. But
are you in your egoism only in order to sustain yourself in life, like the degrees still vegetative and animate? This is not regarded as using the ego. It doesn't contradict anything. It doesn't contradict the quality of bestowal that you have to develop. You have to see to your life. You have to tend to it. without flour, there is no Torah.
That's clear. What is not clear is what is beyond it, when a person doesn't use the ego in its necessary form. And this is what prevents him, denies him from the possibility to be use altruism.
No. To the extent that you have to bestow upon others, you awaken your ego, but it is already in order to bestow.
You
understand? Let's say I have to drink this cup. I don't need more than that. But there are 100 more people that I could give them this cup of coffee too. So I activate in me the will to receive for 100 cups of coffee because I'm connected to them. And then I use my vessel in order to fill them up. And that's not regarded as using egoistic vessels, although they are my vessels of reception. New York 4.
Not the definition of narrow egoism, but why does Bala Sulam, what is narrow about the egoism? Why does he call it narrow egoism?
Ego atzar, ze she ani roe kol advarim she ani roce ke dvarim chashuvim yoter mi...
The narrow ego means that I see...
This is why it's called narrow egoism, because it makes my vision narrow, directed only at my will to receive. This is called narrow egoism, directed only at me. But if this ego isn't aiming at me, but at everyone, for everyone, it's not regarded as narrow egoism. It's called using the ego in order to bestow. And then it's called a mitzvah, a good deed. By that, I become similar to the Creator. I take the will to receive that He created, which He created for a reason, so that I would be able to, in this way, fill others. Vienna. What? No question?
Sorry, I wasn't able to connect. You just gave an example with the coffee, that you wanted to drink coffee, and 100 other people, there were 100 other people that you wanted to fulfill. So how do you do it in action? How do
I understand you. I become included with their desires. And then I begin to feel that I myself want those 100 cups of coffee. You understand how much I expand my vessel? Instead of one cup, I expand my vessels 100-fold. And then I turn to the Creator and receive from Him the filling that's 100-fold, and I pass it on to everyone. By bestowing upon others, I grow in this way. And that's not regarded as growing egoistically, because it's vessels of bestowal that I increase in me, expand. And by this, I become similar to the Creator.
Meaning I do all of this with my intention?
California.
Thank you. In this passage, it talks about minimum existence. I find that confusing. It seems like it contradicts some of the examples we have been given of wealthy Kabbalists. Could you clarify minimum existence?
No problem. A Kabbalist can be rich or poor. It doesn't matter what standard of living he's living in. The question is, what does he need to receive for himself in order to be entirely in spirituality? Let's say I have a house and a car and maybe another summer house somewhere. I have a family, I take care of everyone and my relatives. I live a lushful life. I'm affluent. But how do I relate to it? That's the question. Am I thinking that I need it in order to exist? Or is it enough for me to exist with some carobs from throughout the week? And for myself, I don't need anything. Although I have these things, I don't need it personally in order to be entirely immersed in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in the work of the Creator. I don't regard it. Today, for example, every person is very rich compared to people who lived 1,000 years ago. You know what people had then? They didn't probably have a home even. They lived in basements or in some place, in some corner. Look at how people live in India. When I was there, I deliberately went to see such places. It's something awful. And it's as if they don't need anything more. They don't imagine what it's like to build, to live in a building with 1,000 rooms. What for? So, I'm saying it's all measured with respect to the individual. Don't relate to people with your own standards. With your own standards are too much anyway. They're too much. Look at what you have in your closet, in your wardrobe. It's like this, right? What for? If you went into some person's wardrobe 200 or 300 years ago, you would see that they would have maybe one gown on hanging on a nail. And if you asked, if you asked him, do you need a closet for your clothes? Why do I need a closet? It just takes up place. All I need is a place for my one gown and that's it. You understand? It's all relative. Don't look at what's written in the books in general. Look at what the wisdom of Kabbalah requires of a person. Desire. Looking, observation, intention, and that's it. Other than that, if you want to bestow upon the host, the Creator, you can eat with gold plates and the best food in the world. And the more you do it, the more the host, the Creator, will get pleasure. The Creator doesn't need anything. He's lacking nothing. All he needs is your intention, just your intention, and not how much you have in terms of kilos, but the intention. This is what we're fighting for. Armenia.
We wanted to say thank you very much for this wonderful lesson. The question is it possible that a certain nation would come together without the Kabbalists that belong to this nation coming, that they would come together? And is it possible to explain to the whole world this?
Yeah, they're all related. And we do have to think about all those nations that are in unhealthy states, incorrect and not good states, so that everything will fall into place to everyone's satisfaction. The world will not get any, the world will not be happy and glad until it revokes all the borders and until we're all one nation on one earth. Until then, there will be more and more problems. we have to circulate this condition of world peace to everyone. I really hope that we will advance the corrections and all the nations will see themselves in a good situation. And peace and tranquility will come to the Armenian people too, along with everyone.
Вот перед тем, как усилить вот наше такое объединение, да, у нас...
Before we strengthen the connection between us to such an extent, we had have some... We should have a condition between us that it shouldn't affect us negatively, it shouldn't affect the work of our 10 negatively. How can we make it so that it won't hinder us, rather it would help us?
You will do it in tens. In the tens and between the tens, it doesn't matter. The more we want to come closer the world peace in general, in this way we influence everyone else. You will see. In the near future, you will see changes. Great changes in the world. Yeah.
Балтия-1.
Каббалисты все вот бывшие очень усердно трудились. Сейчас как бы мы живем, вот как вы сказали.
Каббалисты of the past.
И вот сколько часов, вот сколько.
If we look, I mean, if you look at what is happening now, we're living better than ever right now. So, how much time should we invest in our corporeal work in order to be in a good state? People will always demand us to work more, or women would, and make more money. So how do we determine what necessity is?
It depends a lot on everyone's personal conditions, and I can't answer it. Each one has his wife within him, his ego. Each one usually has a wife on the outside, his outside ego. Everyone has kids, different situation, circumstances, countries. So each one should determine those things. I think that if we are in a morning lesson, all of us together, and twice a day, if we could, maybe half an hour, if we could more than, if we could do more than so if we could connect among us and talk about connection, if we can here and there read from the books of Baal HaSulam and Chabash, that would fill us enough to advance. All of our work is not to learn, but that we learn in order to connect in the ten. Specifically in the ten is where we have to see the right implementation, application of all of our efforts.
Должны слушать, ну, Сару, вот, вот когда она нас как бы заставляет работать,
а so необходимо. We have to listen to Sarah, who's telling us that we have to go and work. How much should we listen to her?
אני לא יודע, אני לא הייתי רוצה.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to call the will to receive in a person Sarah, because Sarah is actually a desire to bestow in one's body. It's just that it comes from the side of the desire, the nukva, the female. Those names, we have to know how to use them. But each one according to what he decides for himself. But afterwards, it'll fall into place. Don't worry. It works bit by bit. But we have to see to keep a domestic peace and give what you need to give. Just see that without the morning lesson, you're not alive. You immediately decline to the degree of a beast. And therefore, the morning lesson has to be the necessity. Then, maybe once or twice daily, you connect with the 10, and that's it. And add another lesson on Shabbat, on Saturday, Sunday. And that's how we will advance. The important thing is the morning lesson. Before that, you prepare. Afterwards, you scrutinize what you went through in the lesson and prepare yourself for the next day's lesson, and that will be good. I'm certain you're making progress. You see that? This whole last phase that started with the pandemic 9 months ago, we've built ourselves. We understand where we're headed. We are in tens. We are in all kinds of connections. It is something that is already advancing in the world, progressing in the world. And in addition, the world itself is progressing. Look at their misunderstanding of where they're going and what will happen. That's what we want to see. We want to see the world getting rid of the management systems that were in it, and it's becoming more and more like a child who lost its parents. It stands in the middle of the street. Everything goes in every direction all around it, and it stands and doesn't know where are the parents, what, where to go and what to do. It stands stunned, bewildered. This is what we're seeing all over the world today. And then you have some of the people who are trying to steal even more than before, or control others even more than before, etc., etc. But it's on the way to disappearing. The world is vanishing. We will see a new world rising in its stead very soon. Very soon, you will see. Just like the pandemic appeared in all parts of the planet all of a sudden, likewise, the knowledge of godliness will suddenly appear in everyone. Everyone, in everyone, the mind, the feeling, and the understanding, and the words will change what they're saying. And what happened, what was before, they'll forget about it. It's as if they don't have it and they don't need it. You will see soon. I'm certain that this is what will happen. Okay. Well, Kiev 2, what do they want? Kiev 2?
Доброе утро, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, я должен заботиться о том, чтобы прийти к Лишма, или я должен заботиться...
Should I be concerned about reaching Lishma, or should I care for the society?
First of all, it's about how to achieve Lishma for her sake, and by wanting to achieve Lishma, to reveal the Creator. In order to reveal the Creator, you have to also exert in the society and in the whole world, because it's in the end, it's your vessel, and it will gradually be revealed. Info.
Okay, let's review our daily schedule. We're, before we do that, we'll have two. We want to pass two messages from the social team. One that we heard a lot over the last week. There is a recommendation for the tens to connect before the official preparation for the lesson for 15 minutes of preparation that they'll do on themselves. It's at 2:30 Israeli time. These 15 minutes help us to reach a feeling of one body, as Rab said, as one man in one heart. Then all of these groups, where each one of them is already as one, come together. So there is a recommendation that before the formal mutual preparation of 2:35, to have another preparation in each 10 at 2:30. Another recommendation we heard about the work in the 10 is at the end of the lesson to work on a common daily task. We heard a quote from Roberts also, when you commit to think about the same prayer that you decided on after the morning lesson, this is what I recommend that you do and it will work. So continuing what we heard this morning, also we recommend to every 10 to compose a common prayer at the end of the lesson. Today's schedule, well, at 10 o'clock, normally Vinay will be with Rav until 10:30, then we will go directly to the writers' meeting from 10:30 to 11:30. In the evening, we'll have a recorded lesson, pieces from the selected excerpts from the morning lesson, and then a workshop by the friends. And now let's sing.
בשדה קוצים גדול, קורא אני בקול, תפילת הלב אל המרום. עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים, עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום. את החי מבקש אני הם חיי, הם נשמתי, בלעדיהם אני לא קיים. את החי מבקש אני הם חיי, הם נשמתי, בלעדיהם אני לא קיים. עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב, ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר.
עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהבה.